Nolte, 3 Kentucky Fried Chicken's Flea Democrat Run Chicago. By John Nolte on February 22, 2024. 3 Kentucky Fried Chicken's, KFC, abruptly shut off the lights and fled Chicago's south side this week, reports Fox 32. One utterly useless alderman is all kinds of butthurt. A closed business is not only a sore eye, but it's a gateway for violence because when you see abandonment, it looks as if there is no love, no hope in the community, Ald. William Hall of the 6th Ward told local news. Alderman Useless added, "It's something we're seeing across the city. But nevertheless, in neighborhoods, it hits differently." He continued, "Any job lost is a life lost. In my opinion, because everyone deserves the opportunity to make an honest and clean living." KFC was a 35-year staple of the neighborhood, and it's now gone forever. Fox 32 adds, this comes less than 1 month after Cinema Chatham, a local movie theater, shut down. It came as a surprise to community members. A surprise. What's fascinating here, outside of the obvious, is that these businesses have wised up. Rather than announce their intent to close, which means weeks of protests and being smeared as racist, they abruptly shut off the lights and hightail it out of town. I love it. Related, for a lease, closed, vacant businesses line San Francisco Street as retailers flee. Listen, I've lived in some bad neighborhoods, what we used to call the ghetto. But you could still do business because as bad as crime was in the mid-80s, the police could still police. There were consequences. You could hold shoplifters, kick out rowdy patrons, and count on the police to show up. Democrats have created an entirely new culture where anything goes, and everyone's released with no bail. And if you complain because some pig jumps over the counter and rubs her stink all over your food and slaps a cashier, you're the bad guy. These idiots who live on the south side of Chicago. These Moran voters who vote for Alderman Useless and will keep voting for him no matter how many storefronts close, this is on them. That is the beauty of America, you get what you vote for. The South Side doesn't need to be this way. I'm very familiar with the area. It was never great, but for a time, businesses were moving in because there was a gentrification push. But now gentrification is racist, so. This is what you call urban blight, and when you vote for Democrats, that's what you get, blight, decay, crime, and worsening standard of living. One of the worst things about losing chain stores, be it a KFC or a grocery store, is what happens to your buying power. Where are you going to shop now? The only place you can, the local gas station or convenience store. And suddenly, you're paying $3 for a quart of milk, $5 for a small box of cereal, $7 for a 12-pack of Pepsi, and $4 for a can of chili. On Thursday, I did Breitbart Radio, and the guy asked me what keeps me up at night. Is it illegal aliens, crime, inflation, the culture? He asked. I told the truth. Nothing keeps me up at night. Nothing. I live here, and in Magaland, life is good. I love my wife, my dogs, my house, my neighborhood, my town. What the hell do I care about the south side of Chicago getting what they vote for? These Democrat-run cities have made a choice. That's on them. It's not my problem, not my concern. They might as well be on Mars. This is America. We all have choices, and we all have to live with those choices. If you want to vote for Alderman Useless, you go right ahead. Don't come crying to me. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.